going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How are the vibes for Knick fans? 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Eladio in Clifton, New Jersey. How are you, Eladio?
I'm doing fine, Tiki and Evan. Love the show. And listen, the vibes are good, but I got a bone to pick with Positive Tommy. Because while Evan is the leader of the Knicks Hater Coalition, you can't be the leader of the Dudes, Dogs, and Damage Coalition and then sit around and listen for hours of Knicks fans calling in like dames, puppies, and invalids and not tell them to put their big boy pants on and say it's only one game. We're going to get through this. It's not the end of the world.
Well,
where were you?
Where was I? I posted a video yesterday. I was on the air with Evan and Tiki yesterday. I did an hour and a half show on The Fan yesterday. Eladio, give me your address off air. I'll send you the video or a letter. We could get on an email. We could have a group chain. I'm here. The vibes are here. I've been nothing but preaching the power of positivity since game one.
I had to turn it off. I got tired of hearing this. And I was like, so I didn't hear your show afterwards. I'm like, come on. It's only one game. We've been through worse. We can do this. It's just one game. Yeah, it sucked, but so what? We can get through this. I just felt
A favor. Since you are listening and you just called in and you called out Positive Tommy for not leading enough with the positivity at 2:28 and 32 seconds, Positive Tommy, rev your people up. Rev them up. The floor is yours. Pump them up.
It's very simple. No biggie. Because the Knicks have dudes, they have dogs, and they're going to do damage. They always bounce back. That's where you think I change my voice. I only change my voice on the dudes, dogs, damage because I feel like it needs that inflection. Damage, right? They're going to do damage. Positive Tommy will be in the building tonight. Positive Tommy is an all-time vibes guy. There's no quit in the King of New York. There's no quit in the Knicks. There's no quit in Positive Tommy. I will lead us. They will bounce back. They will win tonight, and we will send this series to Indiana tied at 1-1. All good. No biggie. Knicks in seven. It's always been Knicks in seven, just like it was always Knicks in six last series.
No biggie, Teague.
I love the no biggie.
That's my favorite.
That's what game one was.
No biggie is partially pulling me back towards the Knicks side.
No, I don't. The most convincing thing you have said is no biggie. In fact, later on, I accomplished Tommy's wishes. We will debut a brand new hit song called No Biggie.
Oh, come on.
Actually, there are two new songs called No Biggie.
No Biggie.
And we haven't decided which one is better. Sean and I have debated because they're both really good.
No Biggie.
But
I've listened to both twice.
And you still can't decide.
I know.
We may have to play both.
No Biggie.
What are the genres?
One is, I forgot the genres. I forgot already.
Hold on. I love electronic dance music. One of them better be like that.
Not really. It's hard to explain. It's like indie pop. One is like kind of pop country. The other is like pop poetic.
Yeah, I would say so.
Deaf poetry jam?
Sort of. Okay. Like you would know when you hear it.
All right.
No biggie.
All I know is if you're excited about the debut of No Biggie, we've got some time. We're going to debut it at 5:45 later today. So if you do miss it, No biggie. You can just download the Evan and Tiki podcast. It'll be there for you. I know it's a busy day. It's Memorial Day. You may be sitting in traffic. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not the actual day yet. So even if you miss our show later, don't worry. You miss anything, no biggie. I think I want to use this for the show, too. It's no biggie.
What is it? A Hakuna Matata?
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. Yeah.
No biggie. Chris is calling from Bayshore. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Listen, I think long-time Knicks fan, I mean, going back to to Buescher and those guys, and I wish I was wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I wish I could be like Boz and Tommy, but I think they win tonight, but I don't think they win the series. I think two reasons why they don't. I think the coaching edge, I mean, Carlisle, he's a genius offensively, and I think that I think the Knicks defensively don't have enough to cover every option the Pacers have offensively. I think getting into crunch time, that's going to be a problem.
Well, when this series began, Chris, and this is the juxtaposition at least I had looking at this series, one of the negatives to me, Teak, that the Pacers had is they don't have the guy.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of good guys. They don't have the guy. And we saw this in the close of this game, that they literally had three different closers. And yeah, one of them wasn't even Pascal Siakam, who's probably most established right as a closer. We saw Nembhard close in overtime. We saw Nesmith obviously bring them back into the game. We saw Tyrese take the biggest shot. And what I thought was a negative for Indiana, not having that guy on the mm-hmm Jalen Brunson level to close, actually makes them so dangerous because anybody can close.
Well, anybody can close, but you don't know if they're going to do it consistently. That's the difference. It's one of those good problems to have if you're the Pacers, because you say, oh, yeah, we don't have a Jalen Brunson, but that's all right, because we got plenty of guys who, in the moment, are not afraid to take the shot. And I think that's what it comes down to for the Pacers if they're going to win this series, is all of those guys got to know their moment and then be ready for it. Whereas with the Knicks, we kind of know who's going to be the guy in the moment, and it's Jalen Brunson. Now, we talked about it yesterday. Really, what they need is a defensive presence. That's why Mitch, who kind of, he always gets over, not talked about enough, even though he's been the best player in the series. But I think he's got to be the key for what this Knicks team needs to do to stop this Pacers offense when they
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Start getting hot, because they're not always hot. I mean, they've had double-digit deficits in multiple series in this postseason. But when they start getting hot, the Knicks got to find a way to clamp it. And Mitchell Robinson is your best option.
Joe is calling from Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show, as always. A diehard Knicks fan. And, you know, something that troubles me, I just had to call you guys. You know, they look like a high school team when they're trying to inbound the ball at an important moment. I mean, it's almost hysterical to watch. And when they do achieve it, it's by dumb you-know-what luck.
Yes.
What is Tibbs, what is he doing?
I
mean, it's insane.
I don't know how to explain And it turned out to not be the biggest story, as Joe pointed out, because they got away with it. Mm-hmm. But they were lucky. You had the Josh Hart slip.
Yep.
You had Jalen Brunson passing basically to nobody. And in both cases, what could have been disastrous, this is the play I'll always remember, the Knicks got away with it. So what is that about? Is that on coaching? Is that on being winded? Is that on the Knicks looking gassed at the end of games? What is it? Because he is right that the execution of an inbound pass late in games with a lead was as shaky as humanly possible at the end of game one.
Yeah, and again, we said this on the day after game one. You give the Pacers credit, but this is the NBA. You've done this how many thousands of times in your basketball careers? It should. I'm not saying it's easy or it should happen without, I don't know, effort, but I mean, You can get it done. It's the easiest thing you've probably had to do in a game.
And it can cost you the game.
And it can absolutely cost you the game when you do it wrong.
And Joe's right. They got away with it at the end of game one, but it was ugly as all hell.
Yes.
It was not the prettiest thing. Greg in Freehold. How are you, Greg?
Doing great, guys. How are you? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I have something, and bear with me. So, taunting is a violation in the NBA and results in a technical foul, which could put people at the line. When Halliburton taunted at the end of the game, can you imagine in the middle of the floor at the Garden, taunting the fans, taunting the Knicks, making that throat gesture, they put the Knicks at the line? Should have been a personal foul, should have been a technical.
I'm going to ask what a very... Yes, so we briefly discussed this yesterday about the fact that you can call a technical on a choking sign like Tyrese Halliburton did.
Yeah.
And you read it, Teak, and one of the things was it intention or...
Yeah.
Malicious intention,
yeah,
or
it's the intent of a taunting. I can't, or unsportsmanlike conduct, and it also is basically the referee's decision.
And they're never going to call that
right in
that spot. But I got to bring something up that maybe you didn't think about. Regulation is over. If they call a technical, this is probably going to sound like the dumbest question humanly possible, but I am curious. If they call a technical and Jalen Brunson hits a technical free throw, I don't think the game is over. I think we go to overtime and the Knicks have a one-point lead, as crazy as that sounds. Like, doesn't that free throw occur to begin overtime?
That's a good question.
I don't think he hits the free throw, the game is over. The clock's at zero.
That's a very good question.
The taunt occurred after regulation ended.
But think about how that then would change the game. If it played out exactly the way that it played out, instead of taking these wild threes that don't even hit the rim, Jalen Brunson and Cat, you now only have to score a bucket.
Oh, wait, you're right. You're right. I take that back. No. I'm sorry. No. I'm confused.
Right.
You're saying at the end of overtime, one point makes the difference.
That one
I got
point.
You.
If they shoot the technical in the break, whatever, and they start, you know, they have a one-point lead, but they still got to play.
Now it's a two-point
now
game.
Now it's only a two-point
but
game.
But in fairness, like, everything could be played differently.
Of course. Definitely it would be.
But the reality is, and while I appreciate that phone call and I appreciate him bringing at least up that option, there's no way in hell you can call that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If you hit a game-tying buzzer-beater shot that sends a game to overtime, even though he thought they won the game, I don't care if the guy takes his pants off. Like, I'm being serious. You can't call a technical. You just can't. It's one of those spots
I agree.
In fact, I've always thought this with technicals in the NBA. I think it's got to be really egregious before you impact something like that. Like, look at baseball. You throw a guy out of the game. Okay, you threw the manager out.
Yeah.
Okay, you threw a pitcher out. It can impact the game. In basketball, they're giving you points. Like, they're literally saying, here's an extra point because we're sending the best free throw shooter to the line because I didn't like the way that coach argued with me. Like, the idea of that still blows my mind. I've been watching basketball my entire life. I hate it. I hate the fact that we can give points away because someone was arguing too much. Like, that drives me nuts.
Right, it doesn't make any sense. It's just, it's a cheapie.
Yes. Now, I get that you need to control the personalities of coaches and players when they go overboard, but I just always hated giving points away. And there's no way they were going to call a technical on Tyrese Halliburton after he hits a game-tying shot. As far as the choke sign is concerned, Karl Anthony Towns is a local guy. Okay, he's a Yankee fan. He's from New Jersey. He understands our area. So he was asked point-blank after the game about not just Tyrese Halliburton doing the choke sign, but kind of what it means to him knowing the history of the New York Knicks. We included the question in this so you could hear the way it was framed and listen to Kat's answer. I give Kat a 10 out of 10 on what we call the Tiki scale. Because I believe Tiki Barber would have answered the question the exact same way. Take a listen and tell me if I'm right or wrong.
The same thing with Reggie Miller on the call. Is there any part of you that's thinking about that, or can you process that as a New Yorker?
I mean, it's our job to make history. So we're not here to repeat history. We're here to make history. So that doesn't pop into my mind. You know, I only think about the present and what we could do right now so we can make our own history.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's solid.
That's a Tiki, right?
Right. My least favorite cliche, idiom, whatever you want to call it, is those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. No, you're not. It doesn't work that way. You don't have to know history, and if it repeats itself, that's just because it's just the circumstances made it happen. I hear this all the time in sports fans. Oh, I remember back in 1984, the same thing happened. Okay, but it's 40 years later. How are the circumstances anywhere near the same? And it's the same thing with the Pacers and the Knicks. That was 20, however many, six, eight years ago? I mean, that was forever ago. No, it was 40 years.
31 years ago.
31 years ago.
Yes.
Right? That has nothing to do with either of these teams. Most of these guys on both of these teams weren't even born. Their parents probably weren't even having thoughts about them yet. And yet we're making it relevant for some damn reason. Hell yeah, Kat. That's the way you answer a stupid question like that.
The only person that made it relevant besides, you know, us as fans who remember it was Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's the one, and I respect it to a degree, where he said, hey, I'm going to honor my franchise's history against that team by imitating. It's like if a Dodger hit a game-winning home run and they did the Kirk Gibson, you know, the arm thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, like, right, right.
Yeah, you're honoring something.
But again, half the team would have no idea what they're doing.
No, you're right. You're right. I think that this Nick team is unique. I think a part of why this team has been so embraced by this city, besides winning, which is very important, is you got a lot of guys on this team that know history. Mm. And they know history because of their ties to this city or this team. Karl Anthony Towns is a local guy. He's a Jersey guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson's freaking dad, as Jalen likes to say, didn't play for the Knicks. He sat on the bench for the Knicks.
That's all right. He was here.
I love when Jalen does that. That makes me laugh.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.